But the knocking continues, and the wind does too, and the heat just rises higher and higher. Finally, near midnight, the neighborhood quiets down. At last, people can get some sleep. Sally's one of the few who stay up late in order to fix an apple tart, complete with her secret ingredients, black pepper and nutmeg, which she'll freeze and have ready to take to the block party on the 4th of July. But even Sally falls asleep before long, in spite of the weather. She stretches out under a cool white sheet and keeps the bedroom windows open so that the breeze comes in and wraps around the room. The first of the season's crickets have grown quiet, and the sparrows are nesting in the bushes, safe within a bower of branches that are too delicate to support a cat's weight. And just when people are beginning to dream of cut grass and blueberry pie and lions who lie down beside lambs, a ring appears around the moon. A halo around the moon is always a sign of disruption, either a change in the weather, a fever to come, or a streak of bad fortune that won't go away. But when it's a double ring, all tangled and snarled, like an agitated rainbow or a love affair gone wrong, anything can happen. At times such as this, it's wise not to answer the telephone. People who know enough to be careful always shut their windows. They lock their doors, and they never dare to kiss their sweethearts over a garden gate or reach out to pat a stray dog. Trouble is just like love, after all. It comes in unannounced and takes over before you've had a chance to reconsider, or even to think. High above the neighborhood, the ring has already begun to twist around itself, an illuminated snake of possibility, double-looped and pulled tight by gravity. If people hadn't been sound asleep, they might have gazed out their windows and admired the beautiful circle of light. But they slept on, oblivious, not noticing the moon, or the silence, or the Oldsmobile that had already pulled into Sally Owen's driveway to park behind the Honda Sally bought a few years ago to replace the aunt's ancient station wagon. On a night such as this, it's possible for a woman to get out of her car so quietly none of the neighbors will hear her. When it's this warm in June, when the sky is this inky and thick, a knock on the screen door doesn't even echo. It falls into your dreams, like a stone into a stream, so that you wake suddenly, heart beating too fast, pulse going crazy, drowning inside your own panic.